Pod Quiz 1027. Hi there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1027. Before we start, I would like to thank new Patreon patron, Ali.
Round one.
We start this week with an odd one out music round. You're going to hear four pieces of music for which I would like you to tell me both artist and title. And for number five, you need to identify the odd one out of the four.
Question one. Question two. You say it's too late to make it, but is it too late to try? And in that time that you wasted, all of our bridges burned out. I've wasted my nights. You turned out the lights. Now I'm paralyzed, still stuck in that time when we called it love. But even the sun sets in paradise.
Question three.
Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes.
Question four. Question five.
So yes, I'd like you to tell me the odd one out of those four pieces of music.
Round two.
Round two is on French cuisine.
Question six.
Pommes frites is the French name for which food, which despite its name in American English, may have originated in Belgium?
Question seven.
Which word is used in French for a starter or first course of a meal?
Question 8.
The traditional French soup bouillabaisse hails from which French city? Lille, Marseille, or Toulouse?
Question 9.
Which dish of slowly boiled meat and vegetables, with a name that translates literally as pot on the fire, is considered by some to be the national dish of France?
Question 10.
Which meat is used to make the French stew blanquette de veau?
Round 3.
Round 3 is old news. You're about to hear five short clips from contemporary news programmes, and for each I'd like you to tell me the year in which those programmes were broadcast. I'll allow you 1 year either side and still score the point.
Question 11.
All traces of his recent reservation and hesitation were well out of the picture today as President Reagan went ahead and signed a Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. National Holiday Bill. White House correspondent Bill Plant reports.
With no further mention of his earlier reservations, President Reagan today signed the bill which makes Martin Luther King's birthday a national holiday.
Question 12.
I, Kim Campbell, do solemnly and sincerely promise and swear...
After 18 men in the job, Canada's first woman Prime Minister, the turning of a tide in Canadian history. There was change. Old faces turning up in powerful new jobs. Jean Charest is first among them. The man who nearly defeated Campbell for the leadership will be Deputy Prime Minister as well as Minister in charge of a new expanded Department of Industry and Science.
Question 13.
We are here to celebrate the completion of the first survey of the entire human genome. Without a doubt, this is the most important, most wondrous map ever produced by humankind.
Question 14.
This is a CBS News special report. We have just received official word that Nelson Mandela has died. Mandela was among the towering figures of the 20th century, the man who led the battle against apartheid in South Africa, who was elected the country's first black president, and then guided a largely peaceful transition to democracy and majority rule.
Question 15.
The coronation of King Charles III. King Charles and Queen Camilla crowned in a service at Westminster Abbey in front of 2,300 dignitaries, 70 years after his mother was crowned queen. Prince Harry was there, but missing the iconic balcony scene, reserved this time for only working royals.
Round 4.
Round 4 is on literature.
Question 16.
Which novel by Leo Tolstoy is 361 chapters long and is sometimes used as a metaphor for something that is long or difficult?
Question 17.
Name either of the family names of Romeo or Juliet from the Shakespeare play Romeo and Juliet.
Question 18.
In which country is Khaled Hosseini's first novel, The Kite Runner, set? Afghanistan, Argentina, or Australia?
Question 19.
Which 1985 novel is set in a fictional future state of the Republic of Gilead?
Question 20.
Who is the protagonist of Franz Kafka's novel The Metamorphosis? I'll be back in just 1 minute with the answers after Food Coma by Best Friends.
We are so tea, you are tea tired. That we could
now, the answers.
Number one was Yellow by Coldplay.
Yeah, they were all yellow. I came along, I wrote a song for you.
Number two was Payphone by Maroon 5.
I'm at a payphone trying to go home. All of my change I spent on you.
Number three was Ruby Tuesday by the Rolling Stones.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday.
Thank you. Number four was Crimson and Clover by Tommy James and the Shondells. And for number five, we had Crimson and Clover, Ruby Tuesday and Maroon 5, all shades of red. So the odd one out was number one, Yellow.
Round two.
Round two was on French cuisine, and the answer to number six, the American English name for pommes frites is French fries. Number seven, in French, a starter is an entree. Number eight, bouillabaisse hails from Marseille. Number nine, that dish of slowly boiled meat and vegetables is pot-au-feu. And number ten, the meat used in blanquette de veau is veal.
Round three.
Round three was old news, and the answer to number 11, Ronald Reagan introducing Martin Luther King Day, was 1983. Number 12, Kim Campbell becoming Canada's first woman Prime Minister, was 1992. Number 13, the completion of the Human Genome Project was 2003. Number 14, the death of Nelson Mandela was 2013. And number 15, the coronation of Charles III was 2023.
Round 4.
Round 4 was literature, and the answer to number 16, that long Leo Tolstoy novel, is War and Peace. Number 17, the family names in Romeo and Juliet are Montague and Capulet, so either of those would score you the point. Number 18, the Kite Runner is set in Afghanistan. Number 19, the Republic of Gilead is the setting for The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood. And number 20, the protagonist in The Metamorphosis is Gregor Samsa. That's it for Pod Quiz 1027. Thank you very much for listening. Some messages before we go. Congratulations to Laura and Darren, who are now off on their honeymoon as Dr. and Mrs. Scott. Now there's a different Scott. Happy birthday, Scott. I love you and can always count on you to carry our pod quiz team. That's from Hannah. Happy 42nd birthday to James from Caitlin. And happy birthday to Julie from Jay. Bye now.